Welcome to the Recovering Nice Guy Podcast. This is the place for nice guys who are ready to kick the habit of people-pleasing and ditch those self-sabotaging behaviors for good. Now, here's your host, me, Chuck Chapman. In marriage, duty can often overshadow passion. I mean, sometimes it feels like there's more obligation than really a deep connection. And it's easy to start feeling like roommates after a while. And this is generally because you're not addressing the deeper issues because you'd want to avoid conflict. However, it is crucial to address the deeper issues. Recently, one of my clients shared a deeply personal struggle that many men that I work with have, and maybe you can relate. Now, he wants to remain married, but his wife has been scared by the negative aspects of his nice guy behavior, especially around sex. She's not interested in seeking an affair, yet intimacy has dwindled to what he called merely duty sex. Sex in his relationship really doesn't have any passion, and he's not feeling connected. He's caught in a tough spot because he really wants to create more intimacy in his relationship, and yet he has a partner who's not receptive to sexual intimacy. Now, he's not looking to end the marriage, but he is desperate to reignite the passion that they once had. So to help with this situation, I developed what I call the repair steps. It's a plan to help you reignite intimacy and passion in your marriage. It ensures both partners feel valued and connected. Repair starts with R. So you have to realize your needs and express your needs. You got to be honest. This starts by recognizing and expressing your own needs and desires openly. This includes being clear about what you're missing in the relationship and what you hope to achieve through these changes. Now, you have to avoid blame when discussing these needs and focus rather on your feelings rather than your spouse's actions, because you want to avoid blame. The E in repair stands for emotional intimacy. To foster emotional intimacy, you're going to have communication with your spouse, that you create a safe space where you guys can talk without judgment. And you're going to have deep listening skills. You're going to have to understand your spouse's feelings and concerns. And this is crucial for rebuilding intimacy. The P in repair stands for prioritizing trust. Listen, showing consistency in your actions and your behaviors is the way to rebuild trust. If you say you're going to be someplace, be there. If you say you're going to do something, do it. Trust is the foundation of every relationship, and you need to ensure that your actions match your words. You also want to repair and address past hurts. Apologizing, making amends for past behaviors that may have contributed to the current state of your relationship. This is you cleaning up your side of the street, you taking responsibility for the issues that you've contributed to the lack of intimacy in your behavior. Now, the A in repair stands for activate physical connection. First of all, you have to start showing physical affection. Physical affection doesn't mean sex. It means just being physical. Start with holding hands, caressing, kissing, casual touch. If you're not having touch in your relationship, then there's a good chance that there's something deep going on. And if your spouse doesn't want your touch, then that's also something that you have to address. You need to talk about your desires and have open dialogues about your physical needs for touch. You want to encourage your spouse to do the same. And if they're not willing to do that, then it might be a good idea to get into some couples counseling and really go to the root and figure out what's causing this disconnect in them and in you. Speaking of therapy or coaching, the I in repair stands for personal growth. This means self-improvement. You want to focus on developing your own needs, the great kick of a life that Dr. Gulliver talks about. This includes things like developing hobbies, exercising, maybe seeking out your own coaching. You need to work on yourself, and it goes beyond just reading some self-help books. It's really about applying those things in your life to make you more engaging with your partner. Look, if you're not interesting, you're not going to have anything to talk about. Also, you want to maintain your health and wellness, your physical health through exercise and a balanced diet. Because look, if you're not physically attractive to her, then, you know, that's on you. You have the ability to change yourself. You can lose weight. You can dress better. You can have more energy by simply eating better and getting more sleep. So address your health and wellness. The R stands for reflect on your progress and set goals. So regularly, you have to assess what's going on in your relationship. One of the things that I often talk about with guys is having the state of the union address. This means you're going to have conscious conversations about what's going on in your relationship, and you're going to do this fairly often. I would suggest at least once a month where you're addressing the state of your union. What you want, what you need, what your partner wants and what they need. This is a safe place for you guys to just talk about what's been going on in the last month. It's a way for you to keep, not only keep connection, but keep the repair, because this is oftentimes where things come up where you don't realize maybe there's something you're doing that's frustrating your spouse and you can change that. You also want to talk about future planning in these meetings. Discuss your long-term goals for your relationships. Look forward. Listen, if you're in a marriage, it is your responsibility to lead in the marriage. And leadership is about verbally painting a description of where you want to go. So something like, babe, I want our relationship to be so dynamic that our friends are jealous and that our children want to emulate this. I want us to be connected. I want us to have passion. I want us to be able to go places and do things. I want to interact with you like two people that love each other. And if that's what you want, come on this journey with me. So follow these repair steps. If you can move beyond the nice guy behaviors that have been limiting you and work towards creating a deeper, more passionate connection with your spouse, by using these steps, you're going to build a stronger, more fulfilling relationship. And remember, as I mentioned earlier, addressing the deeper issue in the marriage where duty overshadows passion is not just necessary, it's essential. This journey requires honesty, patience, commitment, and continuous, and I mean continuous, personal growth. You're not alone in this. Look, many men have navigated this path and have found renewed intimacy, strong bonds with their partner. So take a proactive step towards healing and personal growth. You don't have to live like this. You and your spouse can reignite the passion and the intimacy that you both deserve. I've seen it happen over and over again. And if you're interested in doing coaching around this, check out my website, chuckchapman.com. Thanks again for tuning in. Be sure to like and subscribe. I appreciate everybody who does that. It really helps the channel grow. Thanks. And I'll see you next time on The Recovery Nice Guy.
You've been listening to the Nice Guy Recovery Podcast with your host, Chuck Chapman. If you're looking to take your Nice Guy Recovery deeper, be sure to check out www.chuckchapman.com to find out how you and I can squash your Nice Guy behaviors once and for all.